Well, Ian Bennett, we're on the eve of another Giro Donegal International Rally, and from your perspective, you had that great success last year in the car, and also from a business point of view, and you've been explaining at the launch just how much the business have got out of it, and that's because of the profile really that this event has.
It's truly an international event, and I think last year it showcased our business at a really high level, both in Ireland but also abroad. And I think as the Irish economy has started to pick back up, and people are starting to obviously start to move around more within our industry, and obviously we're involved in heating in domestic houses, and thankfully that started to pick back up. So it's been absolutely brilliant for our business, and with the covers that we've got, social media, television, likes yourselves, it's been phenomenal. So hopefully this year will be the same, if not better. And I'm just hoping that the 3 days goes really well, all the press comes back on a positive slant, that we don't have any issues, and we'll be more than delighted if that happens.
Now, the competition was fierce last year, and all the indications are it'll be even fiercer this year.
Without doubt, that's, since I've been rallying, that's the best I've seen in the national from our side, and definitely the international is just as good for sure. No, it's the best of the best. I don't think there's anyone missing in the national or the international that would be able to win. I think they're all there. So you look at the international, the top five or six are absolutely superb lads, and same in the national. There's genuinely, there's 20 guys there in the national who could win, and it takes 3 days, a lot of luck, the car to stick together, everything to stick together. Like, we did have some luck last year, we just haven't had any since. So need to get another good result now in Donegal. To win it again is going to be a huge ask, but we're going to put in the same effort, if not more, than we did last year, and that's the whole plan, is work really, really hard over the next couple of weeks, get really focused coming up to the event, and then do our very, very best. And if it's not good enough, it's not good enough, but we'll certainly be trying.
And tell us a little bit, your car will be the same as last year?
More or less the same, a few small changes, engine and gearbox has been rebuilt, but more or less the same. There's not much that we can really change with it, but got a better setup on it this year than we have last year. We were leading Carlo 2 weeks ago and going well, but we had a mechanical problem, so I'm happy with the car. Just want the car to have a few small gremlins at the moment that we need to iron out, but I please God and fingers crossed it'll be okay for Donegal.
And finally, just a word on Craig Breen. I mean, it is great for the profile, nationally, internationally, in every way.
He brings a level that a world championship driver would to the event, and he is a world championship driver, and he's a really good profile. And obviously Ken Block is coming as well, who will bring a different perspective, not being a world championship driver but also being massively successful on social media, and that has a massive impact in our business nowadays. So the two of them are two really, really good and promising entries that certainly will help us as a company and the brand. So it's great to see Craig coming. It'll be a great race for him, but it's also great for the club, us and the management team, and obviously then Eamon and his team for getting these people to come. It just shows the showcase of the event.
Damien Tourish, all set for another Donegal. You've had a sort of a mixed 12 months. You had a couple of victories under your belt and things, and other events didn't go your way. But what's the feeling like now ahead of another Donegal International?
Feeling good. I'm really looking forward to it. I suppose it's been West Cork since we're out again, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. The year started well. You had a good result in Galway, so you did.
I had a great Galway, and West Cork wasn't so good, but we still had good times there, so a wee bit of confidence maybe, and looking forward to it.
You led last year at the end of the first day, and things just didn't work out with the car. Is this the year maybe that there's a change in that, and it could possibly be Damien Tourish's year?
Oh, I don't know that now. I suppose it'll take the weekend to tell that, but we'll see how it goes. We had bad luck last year, but the car seems to be going good, so I suppose it's up to me and see how it goes.
Have you changed much in the car since last year?
We haven't changed much now, but we've got a lot of wee things sorted out, and the car feels good, and it's reliable now. So, I think we're looking forward to it, don't we?
Yeah, and it's a big event. It's a long event. So like the rest of the events, the well-known events, have either dropped to two or a single day, but Donegal's still three. So how do you go about, in a modified Mark II Escort, trying to plan a weekend out?
That's the one way to go in Donegal, is flat out from stage one, and everybody else will be doing that, and there's a lot of good drivers, and it'll just be who makes Sunday evening. That's the way it'll be, I would think.
Yeah, and that modified section, it's highly competitive. Like, there's a lot of talented guys on there.
Oh, there are a lot of people, a lot of cars. One that maybe I couldn't start naming, but We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And tell me, do you have to go flat out from the very start? Do you have to be on it from stage one?
You have to be on it because you can't get left behind. If you do, it's the pace is that quick, you just can't pull time back. So you need to be within striking distance all the time. Yeah.
What sort of conditions would suit Damien Tourist? Do you mind if it's raining or would you rather have it dry?
I don't mind. If you get your tyres right, it doesn't really bother me. You know, it's either wet or dry, it doesn't matter as long as there's not that in between. And maybe getting caught with wrong tyres, that's a difficult one, but I could see.
Well, listen, the best of luck next weekend. Thanks for talking to us, Damien.
Thanks.
Paul Reid, back in an Escort for the first time in 4 years in 2019. You had a good run down in Limerick and a build-up to Donegal. What, I suppose, was the situation that put you in a place to decide, right, it's time for me to get back in a car, given that it's been 4 years since you were in one?
I'll say the age, more so than anything. If I don't go now, you know, it's getting harder and harder every year. And just the old bug's still there, so prepping the cars for boys every day takes the age off you, but just decided this year to do it. So,
if you go back 4 years, you finished third in the National, which was a tremendous result. And it's sort of like a situation like this year. It was a long time since you were in a car, and then to finish third in the National was a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, that was a good achievement, all right. I had a bit of bad luck on the Friday and dropped us way back, and we kind of lost a wee bit of heart, but we kept pushing on and pushing on. And with people's misfortune, I suppose, you end up a wee bit higher than you expect. So, well, we're happy enough that year now, so we're going to try and be consistent this year again and see how we go.
You were consistent in Limerick, that wasn't a bad warm-up for Donegal?
No, it was a good warm-up. It was more to get a bit of seat time and get on to pace notes again. Long, I can't adjust to pace notes because I don't be out enough. But no, I'm getting on to there now, so the car is well prepped there and hopefully we'll give it a good rattle and see how it goes.
You're also prepping cars, so you're driving, but you also have to look after other competitors. How many cars will you be looking after come Donegal?
We have 15 cars out this year. There's 12 in the main field and then a couple of juniors and a double O, so I have a good team of men there that looks after them all and kind of gives you peace of mind that everything's running all right, like, so now we'll manage it all right. It's kind of normal enough.
Yeah, well, will you be able to focus solely on the driving, or do you still have to go back in when it comes to end of service and making sure that everybody's doing their job?
I'll not be looking at anybody else this year. I'll be looking at myself. That's it. The last time I was out in 15, I hired a car for Ryan Loughran and I never went up near our crew at all, so we stayed away, but this year will be different. We're kind of all together, so
okay. Would matching that result or a top three be seen as a successful weekend again for you?
Well, you always want to do better, but there's a big competition out there this year, like, you know, the modified entry is colossal, so I will just see how it goes. That's all you can do.
Best luck with Paul.
Thank you very much.
Conor Curley, here we are at sign on in Donegal. I know this is the most exciting time of the year for you.
It is the greatest feeling, Oisin, when you come in that Mount Errigal door on the Saturday before the Donegal and you just know the buzz is about to start. It's a fantastic city or town, fantastic county. It's just got everything.
Yeah, and there's a lot of men like you, so there is, that are on the same boat and can't wait to get into a car next Friday.
Oh, hey, if I could get into today, I would get into today. But it's just, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of good rallies in Ireland, but they all seem to be used as a stepping stone to get to this rally. And like, if you just ask anybody coming in the door, they can't wait. Yeah. And Ian McGee and the boys just every year deliver.
What are you looking forward to? What's your target next weekend?
Hey, we all have dreams. I suppose I would just love a real good finish. You know, like, every year you have a sad story to tell and you've dropped back or whatever, but I suppose if I told you what I would really love, I'd love a top 10.
Yeah.
You know, but it's look at the company we're keeping. Like, it's going to be real, real, real hard. But sure, why not aim for it and try?
Have you been close in the past to top 10?
Would you believe it? The first year I done it, I finished third overall, and every year since then I've gone backwards.
But what year was that?
2003, actually, which is worrying. We can set the odd good time, but like, it's when you see the competition every year, Oisin, another five crews come along, and like, if you look at it now, I would say there's anybody in the top 30 is well capable of finishing the top five.
Right, you're here to have fun then.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it's all about.
Okay, well, the best of luck and enjoy it,
Oisin. Thanks a million.